This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
Jesse Kelly Show, let's have some fun on a Tuesday. Boy, what a day today. Hunter Biden convicted on all charges. We're going to talk about that in the open here in just a moment. Before we get to that, let's cover some other things we're going to be covering. I guess you shouldn't say cover things we're going to be covering. It doesn't matter. Either way, the Justice Department has 500 new prosecutions under their belt. Republicans are responsible for it. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about Republicans trying to ram through mass illegal immigration. Legal and illegal, doesn't matter. Along with Joe Biden's, quote, investors. The DOJ's lying. Everyone in the media is lying. We'll do a bunch of emails because I'm way behind on that. All that and so much more tonight coming up on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. But first, before we do any of that, let me be crystal clear about something.
She knew so long as she was denied.
That was the commander-in-chief from today. Okay. All right. Let's talk about the Hunter Biden stuff really quickly. We don't have to spend a bunch of time on it, but there are a couple different angles we do need to keep in mind. Okay. First, I'm sorry. I find it hilarious. There are parts of this that I find hilarious. Now, I want to speak to the kids for a moment. Kids, you don't want to live a life of crime. Now, and I'm not even going to come at this from a moral standpoint. We'll just set the morality of it aside. A life of crime is dangerous and it's stressful. You're just much better off living under the law. Make sure you're following the law. Talk to anybody. Talk to any one of the guys listening right now from prison. We got a bunch of guys listening from prison to the show. They'll tell you it's no fun in prison. Three aughts and a cot's no fun. It's boring, surrounded by filth all the time. The food sucks. Kids, don't pursue a life of crime. However, this is just, look, it's Daddy Jesse helping you out. If you choose to go down that road, which you shouldn't do, allow me to give you some advice, some helpful advice. Have you ever heard of Vinny the Chin Chiganti? You ever heard of that name? Maybe you've heard of him, maybe you haven't. Let's just do a little rewind. Back in the mafia's heyday, when the mafia, the Italian mafia, was really, really getting super organized, the Italians and the Jewish mob, they were linking up together. This is back in the Lucky Luciano days. They were figuring out we can get further if we work together rather than against each other, so on and so forth. And one of the most prominent figures in American mafia, American organized crime, especially in those early days, his name's Costello. Frank Costello, but it doesn't matter what his last name is. His name is Costello. Costello shows up to his apartment one night, and a young man, a boxer, steps out from behind a pillar in the lobby of the apartment building where Costello lives and shoots him in the head. Now, the story actually has a happy ending. Believe it or not, Costello lives, and Costello was more of a gentle type, as gentle as you can be in that world, ends up having this young man over for dinner. They let bygones be bygones. And that young man's name was Vinny the Chin Chiganti. If you look up a picture of him, you will see why they called him the Chin. It wasn't just because he was a professional boxer. That was him making his bones. Anyway, let's fast forward. The kid works his way up through the organized crime world and ends up being the boss, the don, the head of one of the five mafia families in New York City. And you want to know what he's most famous for? If you look it up, you can look up video and pictures of this to this day. You see, guys like the Chin understood things that Al Capone types and John Gotti types never really realized. He needs to stay out of sight. He needs to stay out of mind. You don't want to put on a $2,000 suit and then go brag to the media about the charges you just beat. It just makes people angry. It makes law enforcement angry, makes them more committed to get you. So the Chin chose to go a different route. The Chin chose, whenever he had to leave his home, which he tried not to do much, but when he wanted to get out, get some air, walk the dog, he acted like an insane person. And I mean, peeing on the sidewalk, wearing bathrobes. You can go look this up. I'm not making this up. It's modern enough. You can look at video of all this stuff. You can go look at him. Acting, mumbling to himself. Why? Well, criminals like Giganti understand you're much better off staying under the radar, you see? Under the radar. Hunter Biden, he's a criminal. And let's be fair to Hunter Biden. It's not that we want to be super nice to the guy, but in all fairness to Hunter Biden, he's part of a criminal family and was born into a criminal family. And this is not standard right-wing radio, all Democrats are criminals type things. That's not what I'm saying. If you do any reading, you could go read all kinds of stuff for Miranda Devine. She's for the New York Post. She's one of the great authors on this. I've talked to her about it a bunch. You go read people who have chronicled this. It's very obvious that early on, way early on, before he was vice president, this goes way back before that, Joe Biden decided he was going to make some money in his career in politics. In fact, if you ask Miranda about it, she'll tell you it actually started with his parents pushing him into it for that way. The idea was simply this. Joe Biden will achieve political office. He was the most political of them. And as he achieved political office, he would use his connections in that office to enrich himself and his family. And Joe Biden has been doing this for ages. That is how the Bidens have operated. His brother, his sons, his everything. They have always viewed politics, being in politics, as a business venture. They looked at the Clintons and thought, wow, I'm going to get in on that. And again, in defense of Hunter Biden, that's the family he was born into. Look, you know what I did? I was a construction guy when I was a kid after the Marine Corps. Why did I do construction? Is it because I love the shovel in my hands? No, that's what my dad did. And that's what his dad did. And my dad pushed me into that and told me I can make good money, have a good living. That's a good way to provide for your family. And he was 100% right about that, because that's what my dad did. And that's what he encouraged me to do. That's what I did. And I'll be honest with you, if I can make all the excuses in the world for that dirtball Hunter Biden, if I was born into that family, that's probably the route I would have gone. Hey, we're a crime family here, Hunter. And here's how the Biden crime family has always worked. The Bidens understand how to bypass all kinds of laws that restrict Joe Biden himself from getting rich off of, let's say, a Ukrainian energy company, Burisma. So what you do, and this is very, very common, the Bidens are certainly not the only ones who do this. Republicans and Democrats do this. Biden was just probably the most overt about it. You want to make a bunch of money off of Burisma in Ukraine. you get yourself kind of in charge of Ukraine. This took place under Barack Obama when Joe Biden was his vice president. Joe Biden was the big cheese. If Obama needed anything done in Ukraine, hey, put Joe on a plane, send him over to Ukraine. Joe Biden, he simply steps in and tells Ukraine, hey, I got got this son of mine. He could use a job, you know that? And I'd like it if it was a good job. And so Hunter Biden, with no energy experience whatsoever, gets himself put on the board at Burisma, making $80,000+ a month. Wrap your mind around that kind of cheddar cheese. Imagine getting a paycheck that's $20,000 a week. How crazy is that? By the way, with no experience whatsoever. And honestly, that's just the most famous story. That's the one we know. The truth is Joe's brother is involved in all this, and that's one of the many different kinds of business Hunter was involved in. There are sisters, cousins, dogs, brothers. That's how the Bidens have run their crime family, with Joe Biden being, of course, the head of the crime family. I don't personally get a job at Burisma. My son does. I don't personally get a sweetheart deal with the Chinese Communist Party. My brother does. He'll handle that for me. And of course, 10% for the big guy. But let's go back to what we were talking about, because I bumped the microphone. Chris, I was giving the kids some advice. Kids, let's talk about how you can commit crimes and not get caught. You ready for that? What, Chris? It's fine. We'll get to that in a moment. Before we get to that, let's do something serious here. Let's save a life tonight. One life. We talk about preborn all the time, and obviously, whatever we have, there have been so many of you who have given these huge gifts to preborn. And remember, everything you give to preborn is tax deductible. It's tax deductible. You're buying ultrasounds for women who are about to have abortions. The women are seeking out an abortion. They're about to have them. And people are buying whole ultrasound machines, multiple ultrasound machines, and all these things. And all that's wonderful. You know, please give that if you can. But not everyone's made of money. Not everyone's doing fine. $28 is what the actual ultrasound itself costs. That $28 is not nothing. It's not small. It's a human life. When she hears that heartbeat, she will choose life. She does almost every time. That's what your $28 is buying. It's pretty friggin' precious, isn't it? Preborn.com/Jesse is where you give, all right? Preborn.com/Jesse. We'll be back. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Sorry, Chris and I were having a very important discussion there. That's why I came back a little late in the music. There's this local brewery here that's owned by this hardcore conservative who's a friend of mine, and they have these waffle fries in there. And what, Chris? And normally I'm anti-waffle fries. It's way too much fry. I don't get baked potatoes. But you don't understand, Chris. I think they double fry these things. They're the seasoned waffle fries, and they double fry them, and they cook them in tallow instead of oil. So they're healthier, but they taste so much better. And then they put pulled pork and queso over that. What, Chris? What? No, you don't have to go downtown. I'm telling you, I'll tell you where it is after the show. Anyway, we got to come get down on it. Although the pulled pork, I think you should probably skip, Chris, for religious reasons, but they have other stuff there. Anyway. It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. You can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. In case you're just now joining us, we're telling kids how to live a life of crime. Now, as I have said, you don't want to live a life of crime, kids. You don't want to commit crimes. It's dangerous. You might end up in prison or dead or something. But if you do, I think it's important that we look at the Hunter Biden case from today, because in case you're just now waking up, Hunter Biden was convicted of these gun crimes. Now let's dig into the details of the case, shall we? Why was Hunter Biden convicted of gun crimes? Well, you see, when you're committing criminal acts, whatever that may be, whether it be robbing a bank, murdering somebody, dealing drugs, or any of the various crimes Hunter Biden committed, One of the most important parts is not getting caught. You really don't want to get caught. And cops, I don't know if you've ever talked to a cop. I'm not talking about the FBI. I'm talking real cops who actually do law enforcement work. If you ever talk to a cop, they will actually break this news for you, and it's stunning. Evidence is what helps cops solve crimes. Did you know that? No, I'm serious. Evidence helps cops solve crimes. So if, let's say, you're, I don't know, anybody. We don't want to make this specifically about hunters, so we'll call him Bunter Hyden. If you're some guy named Bunter Hyden, and let's say you have a drug problem, you enjoy ladies who don't know their father, you commit financial crimes, you commit gun crimes because you're hooked on drugs and you're buying guns when you're hooked on drugs and then you're lying on the form about being... If you're that guy, not talking about anyone specific, it's Bunter Hyden we're discussing here, it's really important that you don't record those crimes. And if you feel some sick need to record those crimes, because I realize my wife listens to enough serial killer shows, I realize that's some sort of a thing that bad people do. If you do happen to, you just can't contain yourself and you want to record yourself doing all these crimes, it's really for the best, kids, if you don't record them and put them on a laptop. Now, it actually goes a little deeper. If you happen to record said crimes as Bunter Hyden and you put them on a laptop, you don't want anyone else to see it. I know that's weird. I know that's weird, but you want to try to keep that to yourself. And if you would say, let's say you have a problem with the laptop, maybe it's running a little slow, needs a little hardware update or something like that, because that's the laptop where all of your crimes are committed, you really don't want to take it into a laptop repair shop. All right. I'm just breaking down some basics on criminality. Okay. Everyone's staying with me here. You really don't want to do that. Now, let's say you can't help yourself with that either. You have to record your crimes. You have to put them on your laptop, and you need that software update. So you've got to take it into a laptop repair shop. Well, this is actually one of the most important parts. You want to remember that the laptop with all your crimes on it, you want to remember that you dropped it off somewhere, you see. See, if I had a laptop where I had recorded, where I'd committed a bunch of crimes and recorded it, and then I just had to have it repaired somewhere, I should probably, I don't know, put it in my calendar on my phone or something, that I need to go back and pick up that laptop at a certain date, because all these places, it's just like the dry cleaners. If you leave your stuff there long enough, it's all in their paperwork. Your stuff will become their stuff and they can take possession of it. And then if you've recorded all your crimes and recorded them on a laptop and dropped the laptop off there and then forgot you dropped the laptop off there, then they can see your crimes. So just a heads up, I want to stress, you don't want to live the life of crime. All the cons listening to this show will back me up on that. It's a rough life. You want to stay away from that. But kids, if you should feel the desire to live a life of crime, it is for the best if you don't record the crimes, therefore handing over all of the evidence to law enforcement, essentially convicting yourself. All right? All right, now that we've gotten past that little advice portion, let's discuss what actually happened today. Hunter Biden got convicted. Hunter Biden, well, he's a criminal many times over. This is a gun charge, but it is a felony and one that could result in some serious prison time. Let's discuss how are the communists going to handle this? And there may be a little something extra to it people aren't thinking about. Before we get to that, there's something extra out there that you're not thinking about. You're not thinking about all the vitamins and minerals your dog isn't getting. We don't think about it. We pretend like we give our dogs nutrition when we give them dog food. And most of us don't know better. Look, myself, I never do better. I thought that we had got the right dog food blend. I'm sure we probably spent a little more because my wife spoils that dog to death to get the good dog food, right? We got the good dog food. But what color's the good dog food? Let me break it down for you. It's the same color as the cheap dog food. It's brown. Why? Because it's dead. They kill everything in dog food at the factory. There's no nutrition in the food we give our dogs. Pour Rough Greens on your dog's food so your dog can get nutrition, be healthier, live longer. You know you won't have to go to the vet as much because your dog will be healthier, the same way you don't have to go to the doctor when you eat better. Roughgreens.com/Jesse gets you a free jumpstart trial bag. Or you can call them 833-33-MY-DOG. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. If you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Okay, Joe Biden gets convicted. I'm sorry. No, hold on. No, it wasn't Joe. Hunter Biden gets convicted today. Felon. He's officially a felon. Let's first remember this. They tried everything in their power to make sure he got off with a slap on the wrist. David Weiss, he is the special counsel Merrick Garland appointed to investigate Hunter Biden. Now, why a special counsel? Remember, when there's any kind of a conflict of interest with the attorney general and someone they're supposed to investigate, sometimes they will appoint a special counsel to handle the investigation. Now, why do you appoint a special counsel? The idea behind a special counsel is that he's really non-partial. He doesn't care. He's just a follow the law type guy. Of course, because Merrick Garland is a despicable communist hack, he picks David Weiss, who's the card-carrying communist of DC. David Weiss tries, remember this is a few months back, he bent over backwards trying to get Hunter Biden out of trouble. And it came down to a single judge. They had a plea deal. They had a deal done for Hunter Biden that would exonerate him of virtually all his crimes and essentially grant him immunity for any future crimes. The deal was so absurd and ridiculous. And this is the one the special counsel did, that the judge just starts thumbing through the paperwork on the day the deal's supposed to go down. And the judge, for lack of a better way to put it, says, wait a minute, what? What is this? This is like a blanket immunity. I can't do this. That's what blew this whole thing up. And this is after David Weiss stonewalled long enough to get Hunter Biden out of it. This is all going to come into play here in a moment. So David Weiss, the special counsel who's supposed to investigate Hunter Biden, did everything he could to get Hunter Biden out of trouble. Oh, but before that, remember that laptop we were just talking about? And I know you know a lot of this, but let's do keep this in mind. The Federal Bureau of Investigation had possession of that laptop in 2019. In 2019, the FBI knew that the president had a son who was a felon, and they knew that the president was implicated in a lot of these financial deals of Hunter Biden, and the Federal Bureau of Investigation buried it. They did everything they could to not prosecute Hunter Biden or Joe Biden, not investigate it at all, because they were out to get Trump and get Joe Biden elected. You would have never heard about Hunter Biden's laptop if it wasn't for the New York Post, to be honest with you. The New York Post broke the story. Why'd they break the story? Because the FBI, because of wiretaps on Rudy Giuliani, found out that the media was going to run with it. And so the FBI tried to run more cover for it. So you have the FBI trying to keep Hunter Biden out of jail, the FBI trying to get Joe Biden elected. The DOJ under Merrick Garland appoints a sweetheart special counsel who's practically Hunter Biden's uncle and tries to get him out of a jam. Finally, after they've done everything, they've been playing Twister to try to keep Hunter Biden out of serious trouble. It all blows up on them and they end up with these felonies that are black and white felonies. And let's just say this. I know you've had a million breakdowns of this today, so I'm not going to bore you with the details. Let your liberal Aunt Peggy know it's not up for debate. Hunter Biden bought a gun. When you buy a gun, I've filled out many of these forms. You have to tell them whether or not you're on drugs at the time. And if you are, you're not allowed to buy the gun. Period. Stop. They'll stop you. Nope, you're not allowed to buy the gun. Hunter Biden wrote down that he wasn't on drugs, and then not only wrote in a book that he was on drugs, he recorded himself being on said drugs in the laptop that he dropped off at the computer repair shop and never got. It is as dead to rights, black and white, as humanly possible. Hunter Biden is a felon. Period. End of story. Now you need to be prepared for how this is going to be handled today. Get ready for a lot of this.
There's not many countries in the world where the son or daughter of said country would get prosecuted in their judicial system. This is how different America is. And I do think that this is a really good day for the American system. Okay, that you know what, it really does try to operate. You know, no one says it's perfect. We have plenty of flawed individuals in the judiciary branch. But the system itself, what, you know, the whole idea of it today in that sense was a good day. I mean, you know, the location of this guilty verdict, I think, mattered. As somebody pointed out earlier, with the First Lady of the United States, you know, that's putting certainly a, perhaps some people would have thought that's trying to put a finger on the scale.
Okay, I'm gonna stop it. Just know that was, of course, Chuck Todd, who's a loser. But that is what you've seen a lot of today, and you're going to see a lot of. You see, the system understands that they now have an opportunity. They have a crisis on their hands. In fact, Western governments themselves have a crisis on their hands. Hey, Chris, do me a favor. Grab that old audio of that WEF woman talking about the trust in elites and the lack of it. Western governments are in a pickle. And they know that this is a problem. They're not going to realize how to fix it entirely, but they know they have a problem. They have all this corruption. In the Western governments, they're full now of people who hate their own countries. They hate their own citizens. They just want to loot the country and rule like kings and queens. But what's happened is, because the corruption is so brazen and it's so in your face, they're losing credibility. And credibility is everything for a government, no matter what kind of government you have. Even if you're a king, an all-powerful monarch, You can't afford to lose the trust and credibility of the people for too long, or you will lose it. And the elites of the planet understand they have a problem.
At Davos a few years ago, you know, the Edelman survey showed us that the good news is the elite across the world trust each other more and more. So we can come together and design and do beautiful things together. The bad news is that in every single country they were polling, the majority of people trusted that elite less.
They know they have a problem. How can they loot the bank vault of this country, of all Western countries? How can they loot the vault of the country if the people are on to their scams? How can they tell you lie after lie after lie after lie if the people are on to their scams? How can we continue to use the justice system against our political enemies if people are on to our scams? So the Hunter Biden conviction provides the system with two unbelievable opportunities, and they're already jumping on one of them. And I suspect, as I've long suspected, they're going to jump on the second one. The first of the two opportunities is this. Our DOJ. No one likes it. The people themselves don't trust it. The people think the Department of Justice in the United States of America is a tool of the Democrat Party. They think it's evil. They think it's corrupt. They think they've spent all their time arresting January Sixers and pro-lifers. And of course, that's exactly what they've done. The DOJ needs something. Something to get up and say, that's not all we do. We go after them too. That is what today provides them an opportunity with. And Chuck Todd isn't alone. I could have played you 10 media broadcasts of them saying, this shows you how not corrupt Joe Biden is. Look at how on the up our DOJ is. Of course, a Democrat was convicted. That just proves there's no corruption there. Even though you just heard all the corruption it took to get there. So that's opportunity number one. But it provides the system with another opportunity, and a big one. And we'll talk about that in a moment. But first, I want to talk about an opportunity you have to save a bunch of money. How much do you pay a month for your cell phone bill? You know that when you switch to Pure Talk, yeah, you're switching to the patriotic cell phone company, and their CEO's a veteran, and American customer service who speaks English, and all those great things, but you know it's $20 a month? You realize that? Pure Talk is $20 a month for the same 5G network. You get to save that much money. When we switched from T-Mobile to Pure Talk, we had four lines, T-Mobile switched to Pure Talk, our bill got cut in half. Directly in half. Aren't we all trying to find a way to save some cash? Plus, again, they share our values and promote our values. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. Switch to Pure Talk today. #250, say Jesse Kelly. It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. A Hunter Biden got convicted Tuesday. How about that? All right, so again, there are two opportunities that have come to the system because Hunter Biden got convicted today. First, they're going to try to use it as a way to gain some credibility back for the system. That's why you hear stuff like this all over the
news. There's not many countries in the world where the son or daughter of said country would get prosecuted in their judicial system. This is how different America is.
Look at how great this country is. Not corrupt at all. Certainly not an oligarchy run only by powerful Democrats. The DOJ is not some partisan agency. After all, we convicted Hunter Biden. They're going to do a lot of that today. It provides an opportunity for them to try to get some credibility back. But there's a second opportunity here. I've noticed all day long, actually. In fact, Chris and Michael and I were talking about this before the show. Have you noticed an uptick in the articles printed today citing Joe Biden's approval numbers? Here's another one. Biden approval ratings hit an all-time low of 37.4%. So on the day where his son is a convicted felon, remember, everything Democrat, Republican, all that stuff aside, that's a big deal. The son of the president being convicted for crimes is a big deal. It provides an opportunity for the system to give old Joe Biden a little nudge towards the door. You want to know how Joe Biden responded?
She knew so long as she was denied.
I'd say that was pretty clear, wouldn't you? No, seriously. How long have I said, I think they're going to use the Hunter Biden stuff. It was always just a theory. It's still just a theory. I don't know. I think they're going to use the Hunter Biden stuff to get rid of Joe Biden. Remember, Hunter Biden's problems are not over. This was just the gun crime portion of it. Hunter Biden, by all accounts, is also a tax cheat who's not paid his taxes. A lot of them. I'm not talking $500 that you missed back in 2013. We're talking gobs and gobs of money. Hunter Biden has become a gigantic burden at a time when Joe Biden has become a gigantic burden. I think they're going to push him out the door. And just back to what we were talking about, too. Justin Trudeau, that piece of garbage leader of Canada. I feel so bad for our Canadian friends. Look, hey, we're going through it too, Canada. Look what we got. All right, we have Joe Biden. Trudeau, he's what they got.
We have seen around the world a rise of populist right-wing forces in just about every democracy that we've seen. And it is of concern to see political parties choosing to instrumentalize anger, fear, division, anxiety. My approach has always been to respond to it, to understand it, and to look to solve.
That reminds me, it is still Pride Month. Anyway, you're seeing this around the globe. You saw it just in the EU a couple days ago, if you paid attention to that at all. Of course, the media has called them all right-wingers. A lot of these people are not even close to anything like right-winger. They just believe in stopping the mass immigration into Europe, stopping Europe from being filled with barbarians from other countries who will destroy European culture. And a bunch of candidates ran on that platform and they got elected. You see, the elites of Western civilization have been doing everything they can to destroy Western civilization for a very long time. The normal people in America, in Europe, and other were catching on. Now, you already caught on. I'm not talking about you. But the norms and normas are very, very, very slowly catching on. The elites are very concerned about that. So they're going to do anything they can do to try to get some of that credibility back. Now, of course, look, here's a headline for you. DOJ says no contacts between senior officials and Manhattan DA Bragg's office about the Trump case. The DOJ said, what? We never even talked to Alvin Bragg about that case. When the DOJ sent one of their highest ranking officials to Alvin Bragg's office to work on the case, they have a credibility crisis on their hands and they know it. They can't complete their destruction of Western society if you catch on to it. Period. Let's do some emails before we do some more stuff. Jesse, I needed to start by saying I'm having trouble sleeping at night. I had trouble sleeping at night after my couple of combat deployments to Iraq at the beginning of OIF, but I started to manage it in a way where I could deal with it, so to speak. I have trouble sleeping at night now more than ever because I'm terrified my door is going to be kicked in by the feds because of a harmless meme or internet link I might have sent to a neighbor or friend. To make things worse, I find myself rooting for the other team more often than not because I know that we threw the first stone or created the problem in the first place. I can't watch cool FBI shows anymore without my blood boiling, or even patriotic pro-American movies where I would have used to stand up and cheer. I have a feeling I'm not the only one feeling like this. Can you say something to us patriotic Americans that give us hope? And the subject of this one is losing patriotic self. Let me just address this. Because this is something that I think everyone, not just veterans or whatnot, everyone feels, everyone listening to the sound of my voice right now, except for the dirty commies hate listening, everyone else, they feel at least a little bit of this on some level. There are parts of this country now, or maybe the whole of the country, depending on who you are, depending on how you've taken this, how you interpret this. There are parts of this country now that we look at, we lovers of America, we look at, we don't recognize anymore, we don't like, and now we've grown to resent and we've grown to despise. And so in some ways, we aren't as, quote, patriotic as we used to be. I'll just say you're not alone, and we're going to have a discussion about this, okay? Next.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart Podcast.